If you could take one verse of scripture out of the Bible, what would it be?
Hebrews 9:27 for me. It is appointed unto man once to die. I am not afraid of death, but I don't want it. I like my life. And yet I know that one of these days I'm going to die. That's all there is to it. It's appointed. It's determined. Can't get out of it unless the rapture comes first. But I want to be around for a while. I enjoy life. I have a ball living. I really do. But I have some concerns about what will happen when I die. Who will take care of my wife? My kids are old enough to take care of themselves, and I trust that they will look in on their mom, and if they have, she has needs, they'll take care of them. So I'm not overly anxious about that, but I enjoy taking care of my wife. As long as I get the housework done and the cleaning and the laundry and go out to eat and all that kind of good stuff. I'd like to see great-grandchildren. I'd like to see the Flyers win the Stanley Cup. Yeah. Well, it was a long time ago. It's lost in the memory banks. But then my biggest concern is, will the things that I've done for the Lord follow after me? Tonight we're coming to the close of Elijah's ministry. 2 Kings chapter 2. I want to look at his death. See if we can't learn some things from it. 2 Kings chapter 2. The text really is not that difficult to understand. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Now the language here is not a command. He's not ordering Elisha to stay there. If I could reword it, it would be this way. It's not necessary for you to follow after me. If you want, you can stay here. But Elijah said, wherever you go, I go. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. Apparently, God had communicated to Elijah that his time had come to an end. And I think there is probably, in many people's lives, the idea of, this is my last day. God gives you that parting grace. But apparently, he also communicated it to Elisha, and he communicated it to these sons of the prophets, these seminary students, if you will. People in training for ministry. And they were all aware of this. And they come to Elisha and they say, you know what? Things are going to change here. And he said, yeah, I know. Just hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And they move on. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho. Well, that's interesting. Now there are two seminaries, two places of instruction. All of them coming in the time that Elijah was ministering to people. Although the scripture doesn't specifically state it, I tend to believe that Elijah himself was instrumental in setting up these schools. just from the fact that he fought with the prophets of Baal, and just from the fact that he was complaining to the Lord in his depression, I'm the only one left. And the Lord said, no, you're not. Elijah, I think, really got the idea, I better do something about this. And so he started these two schools. And now he gets down to Jericho, and those students knew the same thing. Verse 5, and the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yep, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan, about 4 or 5 miles away from Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And the two went on. And 50 of the sons of the prophets went and stood afar to view afar off. And they too, that would be Elijah and Elisha, stood by Jordan. Our last study, remember, the king sent the captain and the 50 to Elijah, and what happened? That wasn't a good deal. Now there's 50 sons of the prophets. And they're standing afar off, looking to see what's going to go on. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither, thither, and yon, as the saying goes, so they that they too went out over on dry ground. Just as Moses took his rod and parted the Red Sea, just as Joshua took the ark into the Jordan River and it parted that they could go through from east to west. Now they're going west to east. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. This is a passage of scripture that has received some terrible interpretation. What's he asking for? Many commentators saying that he's asking for a double portion of the Holy Spirit, the ability to do miracles. Read the text again. Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of not the Spirit, but your Spirit be upon me. Not God's Spirit, your Spirit. You have been the head of the prophets. In fact, the sons of the prophets came. Back in verse 3, don't you know that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? There he is. He's supervising all of us. He's been training you specifically. And today he's going to be out of here. Elisha is asking that he might have the position of leadership. Now, how do we know that for certain? How do we know it's not the Holy Spirit? Can you have a portion of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is infinite. How can you have a portion of? How can you then have a double portion? You either have him or you don't. He's simply asking, when you're gone, can I be the one who takes your place? Can I be the one who follows after you that continues your ministry, thy spirit? Verse 10. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. I can't give you an answer. Only God can appoint those people to positions. It's not mine to give. God.
Is it true that Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah?
Yeah, he did.
Sort of like a controversy.
And that's why some people say this double portion. But it's the same spirit. But God is the one who puts people in leadership positions. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire that parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Now, once again, we have some misconceptions about this verse. Was there an actual chariot and horses? Or is this figurative language for something else? Keep your finger here. Turn over a few pages to 2 Kings chapter 6.
We made a movie about that, huh?
Okay. And I forgot to write down the verse. Verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots, real things. And as his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Which literally translated is, man, our goose is cooked. Look at all those soldiers out there. Verse 16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Wait, hold the bus. Me, you, that's two, and there's a whole mess of them out there. Must be modern math. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Not real horses, not real chariots, but something appearing to be as such. What could that be? Turn ahead to Psalm 68. Verse 17. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. I think what you have in 2 Kings chapter 2 are angels appearing in the form of horses and chariots, vehicles of transportation. Now, with that in mind, Luke chapter 16, the rich man and Lazarus, the beggar. And the beggar died, and what happened to him? How? The angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. The angels were involved in transportation in death. I think that's what we have here. We have this manifestation of angels in the form of chariots and horses. Elijah's going to be taken away. Now, he's not going to die. But notice where they are. If I get in the right chapter, I might be able to do that. Came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. Elisha, Elijah, and the angels in between. Elijah was not in the chariot. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind right out of there. Quickly. And Elisha saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Just as these angels are ministering, you've ministered to the people. You've taken us from place to place in the leading of God, in the will of God. and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces, a sign of grief. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. Isn't that interesting? There's Elijah. We don't read anything about the rest of his clothing. I take it that when he went up in the whirlwind, his clothing went with him. But his mantle didn't. What's significant about that? Well, if you go back to 1 Kings chapter 19 and the call of Elisha, right? Where did I put it? Verse 15. And the Lord said unto him, that's Elijah, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou come, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet, replacing you. When you're gone, he's going to carry on after you. And it shall come to pass that all these things shall happen. Verse 19, so he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he was the 12th, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him, signifying, you're following me. You're going to do what I have done. The mantle was a call to service. And now Elijah's out of here, and what's left? The mantle. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. I wonder what good this thing will do me. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Will this work as well for me as it did for him? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. The work went on. My point is simple this morning, or this evening. We're all called to ministry. We have a purpose here, each and every one of us, a unique purpose. God has called us to specific things. Some of the things that are common to us, but some things are specific. And it's appointed unto us once to die, unless the rapture comes first. Who will carry on after us? The amount of time between the call of Elisha in 1 Kings 19 and this, his Elijah's departure in 2 Kings 2 is not definitive. But it's been a number of years that he took and trained the man and set up a whole school of prophets. Who will follow after us? Who will we invest our lives in that will carry on the ministry that God gives to us? One of the verses in Genesis, I believe chapter 13, where Lot gets into trouble and Abraham goes out to rescue him. He went and he rounded up his 300 trained servants. If he would have had to train the servants while Lot was being persecuted, Lot would have been dead. But they were ready to go. Who have we invested our lives in that will follow after us? That's my challenge to you tonight. Let's pray. Father, maybe the rapture will come tonight. We won't have to worry about this. But maybe not. And as much as we like the life that we have here, One day it's going to come to a close. But ministry will not. And there needs to be those who will follow after us to continue the work. Lord, lead us to those who will follow after us. Help us to invest our lives in them, that the work will continue without a hitch. In fact, it will even go on to greater, more wonderful things, just as Elisha picked up the mantle of Elijah and carried on. And that the work of God will come to a great and wonderful fulfillment one day. To that end, we pray in our Savior's wonderful name. Amen. Good week.